We're live in a second. This is Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm introducing my first guest for today, Wednesday, the 19th of February, Jim Cole. And Jim, we're going to talk about the amazing Sonic Life Machine. Now, I've been producing a number of videos. The latest one I sent over to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, although they wanted me to remove my credits and my products from my site. I said, that's not going to happen. I don't need your endorsement, gentlemen. Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bob Goldman. Good guys, but the problem is, as I say, they probably have what's called, according to Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, when they're shown in the 1960s, they've got the Cuban version of us. Desi said to Lucy, Lucy, you're jealous. What do you mean, Desi? You're jealous, Lucy. I don't get it. You're speaking with a Cuban accent. I said, Lucy, you're jealous. Oh, I get it. You're jealous. Now,
right.
And people say, well, Deagle, you know, you talk over your guests. I had one person on my YouTube said, you just dialogue completely. I said, no, I get my guests to speak. If I have to, I'll go longer. I'll make the show longer. But I want people to know, I got something to say, and you need to listen. We have some amazing nutraceuticals. Now, I have the first line defense kit because I've been getting ready for a plague for 25 years because I was one of the chief people back 24 years ago. An operation top off in dark wind, the federal government, radiological, chemical, and biological terrorism. I knew they were going to release a plague because they actually told me in advance 7-8 months before 9/11 happened, they're going to release a weaponized anthrax as part of 9/11. It wasn't just bombing and demolition of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. It wasn't a, by the way, jets that tore them down. It was nuclear and chemical demolitions. What people understand, since 9/11, there's been an increase in BSL four facilities in America by 30 times. I interviewed in the last week and a half three times Dr. Francis Boyle, who put in the 1989 Act called the Bioterrorism Act as a legal expert. This guy's a super genius. And he actually put the act trying to restrain the government from making bioweapons. And by 2015, there were 13,000 bioweaponers making the weapons to kill all of humanity. That's just in America. The Chinese have one BSL-4 facility, and it happened to be in Wuhan. Now, these morons try to say it came from a live food market. What a pile of crap. Or it came from bats. Bats are hibernating. Bats are not the problem. Even if they have live bats, they're hanging in there because Chinese eat everything. Live and not live. They didn't get it from eating bats, okay? They got it because there's four genes inserted, which are sequenced by an Indian scientist. Now, you have to understand, I have the first line defense kit that has antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Alisomed, NutriSilver, things to stop the cytokine storm, Nutrient Defense strips off the capsule of the virus. Power C Plus, the only unique power vitamin C in the world, is neutral pH that stops viral replication and cytokine storm. Cell Defense Plus, 800% more absorbed than any other curcumin on Earth. And I have a new product I'm bringing in from India that's 40 times more absorbed than any other curcumin on Earth. The most sacred nutraceutical on the planet. Now, in addition to that, I can provide you what's called scalar technology. And I worked out, based on the equations, and I think I sent you some information, I took the research going back from Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow and his team for the last 60-plus years, and the ISHA, which I belong to in the Netherlands. I've trained actually up there in their levels. And the Chinese and scientists are classified. And I took Linus Pauling's equations on atomic resonance to disrupt viruses.
We have our NIOSH
and I calculated it from the molecular quantum mass of the in kilodaltons of the spike glycoprotein. It's a tetramer around the SARS coronavirus. Is 139 kilodaltons. And based on his equations and conversions, I calculated out the disruptive frequency is 207.176 hertz. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, they also calculated out from the atomic mass of nauglase, which all viruses create to nuclearize your macrophages. You've got to understand, morons out there, and that includes most doctors and immunologists, antibodies, even if they're accurate, don't kill anything. All they do is tag. It's like somebody with a gun putting a green laser on something so you know when you pull the trigger, it'll hit the target.
There's a number of
antibodies do nothing. SFA, okay? And most of the time, the vaccine doesn't work, especially if the virus can mutate. This virus, they've done gene sequences in some individuals. There's up to 20 different substrains of SARS. This one has AIDS genes in it. So when it gives it, you can drop your CD4 cell count. So besides that, you need scalar quantum testing to find out if you have it before even the PCR is done, which I can do through the Hunter and Biophilia 2. So I can actually screen people, even without touching them, before they actually come to a point of entry. And if they are positive on the screen, they need to be immediately isolated and given nutraceuticals so they don't replicate the virus, spread to other people in the asymptomatic phase, because it's a thing called R-naught. Have you ever heard of the R-naught number? The R-naught number is how many people you're going to infect if you've infected. And the R-naught number for the SARS coronavirus right now from the research out of China with their scientists is 6.7, which is astronomically high. When they actually closed everything off and even welded the doors of apartment buildings and closed off all the highways and nobody going to work, it only dropped to 3.5, which means it's doing nothing. So it only cut the R-naught down into 3.5 to 3.7. That means there's nothing China can do, even if they shot everybody that they think even has a temperature with a thermal scanner or an air thing. It's not going to do a damn thing to stop this thing exploding. You got to screen people with quantum testing, and then you got to give them nutraceuticals to make sure the virus can't replicate, so that before they even get symptomatic, they're not going to co-infect other people. Now, the lethality I have so far of this virus from the data I have so far, it's going to change. There'll be less lethal and more virulent substrains emerge because this is going to continue evolving. It's evolving to the human population. It used to be migrating in camels in the past or bats. For example, MERS is a version of SARS that migrated in camels and got to people. You know that, right? Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. And the SARS one, the one in 2003, came from bats, and it basically had like bat genes in it. This one here has been genetically engineered, so it's got genes from AIDS in it. So when you get it, it's like getting a SARS virus is like a cold, but it gives you terminal AIDS and your CD4 cell count drops, and you go into terminal cytokine storm and have a cardiorespiratory arrest, and your free radicals burn up all your tissues and you die. Okay?
Wow.
Now, so I have not only the quantum testing to identify who needs to be treated before we even do PCR, which we, the test kits that the CDC made are crappy. They discovered that all the 50 states and what is it, China and Canada, are false positive and false negative. So you need to improve the test kit. And so we need phase one is quantum testing, isolation, PCR testing daily to see if they have PCR positive, and isolation for 30 days while you do viral suppression and prevent cytokine storms. And the third thing is what's called scalar depression. Now, the Sonic Life machine is not only the best whole body exercise machine, but it's also the best device for suppression of the virus. And you can put a scalar frequency. Now, I know classified research. The Russians are, and we are the most advanced in the world on this. They had a virus that escaped out of a biopreparat program, one of their most serious deadly bioweapons in the early mid-70s. And they had an experimental scalar suppression technology, and it's called a scalar bomb. And what they did is the virus, they had its molecular atomic signature of the virus, and they exploded the scalar bomb to kill the virus because they thought it got out of containment because they figured it would kill everybody in Russia. And guess what? It killed the virus within 1,500 radio miles.
Wow.
So it didn't spread and kill everybody in Russia. People have to understand, I have that technology, and I can create, put it through personally with the Sonic Life machine, on the machine when you're on. I also could broadcast it through the air with my antenna system, which I'm going to put back up. You can use a ProLam Plus, it'll broadcast to 30 feet. And I, the other little devices are Magi, and are Mini Magi, and the photon sound beam invented in 1893 by Nikola Tesla, the central electrode, will suppress viruses. But the best one for accurately projecting the specific frequency is the Sonic Life, and to a lesser extent, the Pearl M Plus and the ProGen 3, which is a microcurrent device. You need to have accurate frequencies like the old Rife tables, only this is based on the quantum equations from Linus Pauling, which I have. And
excellent.
So I have three phases, first line defense and additional things, including we're adding visors, besides the NIOSH masks, the defense wipes, and all the other nutraceuticals. You have to have identification of people early before they even go symptomatic or get a temperature you can pick up in an airport with a thermal scanner or an ear thing. And you have to isolate them and immediately suppress the virus so they don't infect other people, so the R-naught drops to zero. If you don't drop the R-naught to zero, you're going to continue having this thing evolve, and even if the lethality was, let's say our numbers are wrong, let's say that it only is, instead of 15% or 16% dead, there's 2 or 3, it's going to continue to evolve and get more lethal and less lethal. You have different strains. The less lethal ones will be out there parallel with the more lethal ones. The virus, if it has a long incubation period and you have a long asymptomatic period where you infect other people, it's going to slay hundreds of millions of people at the minimum. Hundreds of millions. It's going to collapse the world economy. It's going to collapse communism in China. And to be honest with you, I don't want my Chinese brothers and sisters to die because of stupidity. Now, Yeah, you know this, and I know this, and I'm not going to hide it, okay? Not because I'm... A lot of people think because I talk a lot, I'm like an arrogant SOB. I'm not. God has made me intellectually and spiritually Clark Kent. I am Superman, okay? Now, he does exist. I do exist. I do not have a cape, and I don't fly at the speed of light, but I am spiritually and intellectually superhuman. And I've been this way since I was born 68 years ago, dead on arrival. God had to resurrect me four times and almost a fifth over Christmas. And he wants me to continue talking, because I have solutions to virtually every problem, including right now the collapse of Betelgeuse, which is going to cause a pole shift on the Earth, missile defense systems, economic solutions and solutions for health care and integrative life care, and solutions for every health major illness on Earth. I know the cause of virtually every major illness. And I'm going to, and it's evidence-based proof I'm going to get shown to my colleagues this year, because my days as Rodney Dangerfield, no respect, are over.
Right.
Over. Okay? Now, you might say, Dr. Deagle, you're arrogant. No, I'm not. I'm talented, and I'm desperate to get the truth out, because the devil and the dark side has tried to kill me multiple times. DOA, 8 years of age, 5 years ago, January last year, and then just over Christmas. And I'm recovering now again, because God resurrected me. I want people to understand I'm at the tip of the spear here. And this AIDS virus, which is now basically like a HIV-AIDS virus, genes inserted are like getting a cold and then getting terminal AIDS. About 1 in 7 people dies from it. Not good. And if this continues to spread like it's spreading without somebody like me stopping it, it's going to slay between 700 million and a billion people. Now, everything I see, including Dr. Campbell on the YouTube and all the other things, and all these other World Health Organization, these people are blathering. They're blithering morons. They don't even ask the right questions. What is a virus? How does it kill? How to stop the virus? What does your immune system do to stop the virus? What nutraceuticals are out there? Now, there are some drugs that may help. There are two aid drugs they're going to research, but they won't even be available for the public for a year. And they're looking to research that with the Chinese. There's an AIDS drug called Remdesivir. Guess what? That drug, they won't have the manufacturing ability to supply it for the population for a year. Between now and next year, hundreds of millions of people can get it, and millions are going to die if we don't treat them. So they need to know we have three layers. First line defense, get an additional components, and we're even adding a virus. Number two, you need to identify people early and start with Power C Plus, cell defense, and the antipathogenics. And number three, you need to be able to make sure you isolate them for 30 days so they don't infect other people before they become symptomatic. Now, just shooting people, like I got my intel agent, Greg Ford, told me to contact a gentleman who works for DARPA. His name is Pete. And Pete, I'm going to try to bring on the show. His name is Pete Schiaffini. And he's going to come on my show. I contacted him a couple times. He didn't call me back yet. And he has direct contacts with Communist Chinese PLA members in the Communist Chinese Army. And they've decided over the last week, the Communist government under Xi, they don't even identify people by measuring their temperature during PCR. They shoot to kill and put them in a mass grave and incinerate the bodies. So many bodies, in fact, that we've been detecting sulfur dioxide over China with our satellites. So when they try to say it's minor and it's going down, these are lying pieces of human garbage. They need to shut up. Okay, now, I need to get through to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is brilliant with dealing with social things, and he's brilliant, but basically he operates the presidency like he's a game show host or running World Federation Wrestling. He is a blithering moron, and the people around him about anything scientific or dealing with anything other than what is narrow scope of knowledge and ability, building buildings, whatever. He absolutely knows nothing. And the people around him, either one of three things. They're evil devils and luciferic high-level masons, globalists, and just simple morons. And they know how to socially climb by kissing the other's butts or being corrupt. And the corruption rises like scum to the top of the bottle, right? And so what we have right now is we have a corruptocracy, a liocracy, because they lie to us. And I've learned a new term that I've developed. It's called the slitherocracy, because a snake pushes against itself. So when you see Nancy Pelosi and the other devils on their side, and they, now we have two major leaders. We got an oligarch idiot billionaire trying to buy his way into presidency with Blomberg, and we have the other idiot, a communist, who's yelling at us like Mr. Potato Head that he's going to fix everything. No, he's not. he's going to collapse everything. Like, communism killed 100 million people in the last century. People get it. We want to reduce the cost of health care, the cost of housing, and the cost of education so people can afford it, and everybody should have life extension and health care as a right. No one should be going bankrupt because of health care. No one should die from toxic polypharmacy or toxic electropollution or toxic pesticides because non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And even Trump, being the moron he is actually his legal team is trying to overturn Monsanto and their lawsuit. So if I don't get through to Mr. Trump, he's going to become more of a liability than an asset. And if he gets through and we get through to this guy, I and my team of cohorts and co-prophets can actually make him the best leader since King David back in times of ancient Israel. Right now, he's marching us like lemmings and sheeple over the cliff. And the people of the World Health Organization, I've changed their name, it's a World Horrors Organization. And when I traveled in 97 to Zurich, Switzerland to speak at Human Life International in March on fetal tissue transplant, they gave me a box of documents which I have tons of proof. Almost every one of the major plagues we've had in the last number of years are all created in a lab. AIDS, SARS, Lyme disease, every one of these damn things originated in a lab, like the PSL5 facility in Long Island that created Lyme disease, and the deer swept across the waters to Connecticut and ended up in Lyme, Connecticut. People need to understand these are all bioweapons that get out of a classified facility either in our country or overseas. And if we ever get in a conflict with somebody like Iran or Syria, all the starving Russian scientists working at BioPrepRad after 1989 decided to go to work for Syria or Tehran because they're going to get paid fat salaries and be able to buy borscht and sausage. And as a result, everybody and their dog has got weapons that can destroy the human race. And the human race's weapon immune system is getting weaker from demineralized soil, toxic electro-e-toxins, toxic pesticides, and general stress. And so we're sitting ducks for the human race dissolving our intelligence, our fertility, our IQ, and our ability to resist tyranny. That's what's going on. Now, the sonic life machine readjusts your spine, energizes it by compressing the bone crystals in your bones, stimulates the Golgi tendon apparatus to stimulate your muscle mass, and pumps your lymphatics for your blood vessels and your lymphatics to improve perfusion. That's on the exercise side. On the other side, and it releases, by the way, stem cells out of your stem cell base and out of your body when you go on the machine. When you do the epigenetic thing, I give them the epigenetic Edenic frequency that made Adam and Eve live 900 years. Plus, I give them the frequencies for Nagalase, and I'm going to add the frequencies for the SARS coronavirus, spike glycoprotein to suppress the virus. If it's in your body, if you use this machine regularly, it'll turn off the ability of the virus to replicate in your system. The Noel?
That's wild, Dr. Bill.
So, people like say, who are you, Deagle? I've had idiots say, you're an alien, aren't you, Deagle? I had one idiot back in 1999, 21 years ago, wrote a book. Entire book with over 230 points as to why Deagle is the Antichrist. I'm thinking, what a moron. I'm talented, but I'm not evil. And believe me, if I was evil, the whole world should shake in fear. Because I have superhuman intellectual abilities. I was recruited in 1969 after I did an aptitude test to go to plasma physics at MIT. I beat 7,000 people, including those that already had a bachelor or master's in physics degree. And if I turned evil, damn it, you'd be really, really sorry. I'm not. Okay? So you need to get a life here, people. Stop telling me to shut up and let my guest speak. You need to listen up. And if you have a question or a point, make sure it's supported. You don't have to have a PhD. Ask me a question. And when we go live on Genesis, you'll be able to call in, stay on topic, and make a good question. Don't do stupid things like, I got a sick back. I love you anyway, even if you hate my guts. So I say this on my show, and I want you to know this now. I will die for you, no matter who you are, even Hillary Clinton is lost. And I will pray for you no matter who you are, no however evil you are, because I was evil when I did my evil things and God shook my carcass and made me a human son of God again. Yeah, but I will not lie to you even to the point of death. And that's hard for people to grasp because they usually want people to be narcissists. And although I'm talented, I'm not a narcissistic egomaniac. People need to know Literally, you can ask me any question on earth in any topic of any area, and I'll have you an immediate answer or break down the problem to its ultimate subunits instantaneously to show that Dr. Deagle is not answering because I have all the answers. God has them, and he'll inspire me while you're asking the question to give you, if not an answer, a breakdown of the problem to its constituent parts, and quickly, within days, weeks, or months, come back with the solution. So I want people to know that. And so before we close off today, I want you to ask me a question, or more than one question if you want to, of something that's burning in your heart on spiritual, health, or geopolitical, or any area in science, and I will give you the instant answer to show that my God is God, and I'm a spokesman. And I am here to save the human race, not only from the SARS coronavirus and nuclear war, but from the incoming gravity waves that are Betelgeuse that are going to cause a pole shift that are about to occur on Earth, and the maniacs are going to be going to their dumps, deeper underground bases with their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket, and we sealed down there like the book and the movie Time Machine, because their tunnels will be broken and they won't be coming back up. They'll be sealed down there like the people that survive on Earth will be like the Eloi, and the Morlocks will be the ones sealed in their dumbs down there if they haven't committed suicide. So people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything? If I'm talking about it, I know it. And that's hard for people to grasp because somebody like me shouldn't exist, but I do. I do exist. Go ahead. Ask me any question.
No, I don't have any questions.
Nobody does. You know what? When I ask my co-host, I'll prompt you, so I'll give you a question that because do you know where questions come from?
Curiosity?
No. Where does curiosity come from? Does it come from your mind or come from a higher self?
Probably the higher self.
Right, it comes from your soul. Did you know that's why they can't create artificial intelligence or teaching what's called deep learning with computers so they can teach them without making algorithms? I know how to make a non-algorithmic supercomputer using stochastic fuzzy logic, vortex math, Fibonacci frequency sequence, parallel processing, stochastic fuzzy logic. Do you know that?
Oh, wow.
I'm an expert on AI. I'm the most advanced person on AI on the planet. More advanced than anybody that is living. And I'm not going to do it because I know they want to create the beast. These maniacs, like the miniseries Silicon Valley, if they could create the beast, they would do it. And they've already done it at Schriever Air Force Base. They have a system called Promise Software with every database connected. I was their doctor back 26 years ago with above top secret clearance. Dr. Deagle doesn't know some of it. I know everything. When they measured my IQ over in grade 9, it was so far above 200 they couldn't measure it. I'm up there with Johann Goethe, Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, and the ancient ones that discovered things like the ancient things in the world. We're going right back to Atlantis. And if people like me occur every so many centuries. We are here because God makes us to be like the spice and the leaven in the bread. Okay? And people better damn well listen, because if they don't, they're going to suffer. And they're not going to just die physical death. They're going to die a spiritual death. Because God is a creator. He's also the destroyer. Satan does not destroy anything. He just perverts. And doing good works doesn't wipe out evil. Sin does not get wiped out by good works if they're not done in God's will. And that's why what I'm doing is God's will. And if you're not praying and the Urim, Thummim, Stone is telling you what you should do, you shouldn't do it unless you check with God first. Read your Bible, pray, and your higher spirit, that's where all the questions come from. So if you have a high curiosity index, it means you're listening to your soul. Okay? That's why you get dreams. Dreams are soul talk, talking to your mind. Did you know that? When you have a dream, it's soul talk. Your soul is talking to your mind. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know pretty well everything. I know the core living waters. I know the structure of the universe. I know things beyond any scientist that lives in the 21st century. Okay? People say, how do you know that? I said, God taught me when I was 8 years old, 60 years ago in heaven. All right? That's why when I did my absolute test, I knew these things. Okay? Now, I want people to understand, you need to get a sonic life machine if you're trying to not only fix your body and your health, but if you take my other supplements, like my Red Deer Velvet and my frequencies, we call epigenetic frequencies, because what God showed me is that the first time you don't age is when you cut when you supply all the biomolecules, because the first day when you cut the cord when you're born is actually your not your birth day, it's your death day. Do you know that people would not like that if, say, you have a cake and you have so many little death candles on it? You have been so many years since the day you started to die. You only start to die when they cut the umbilical cord. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting.
Right, but it's true. And everybody, no one's older than a 7-year-old because you fractionally clone yourself. Some cells, like your gut cells, are changed every 4 days. But in 7 years, you've actually fractionally cloned yourself into a new version of yourself. Right now, you're a future clone of a previous version of yourself 7 years ago. Do you know that?
Wow.
And guess what the sonic life does? It helps you may have what's called a harmonic resonant toner, so you make a better photocopy of yourself when you go to sleep at night because you've been on the machine 10 minutes every day. So when you use the sonic life, you've made a better toner. It's like having a really better quality photocopier machine to fractionally clone yourself into your new body every day. Is that cool or what?
That's very cool.
But now, we're not just talking about the regular sonic machine. You're still getting my frequencies. You can't get this if you get the machine elsewhere. Which, by the way, I've had people being stupid enough to think that they're going to go running around thinking they're going to get a better price. We give the best price we can. In fact, if you buy it from me, even when we have sales on, you're going to get an extra 7% sale. Even over the regular price that you guys sell regular. And when you have sales, tell me. We'll give people 7% off during major holidays, like my birthday. I call my deal... Actually, my birthday is a Saturday. You know what it was? I call it my DOA day, dead on arrival.
Wow.
Little golden veil over this little boy, 5.2 ounces, dead on arrival, sent to the morgue, and he comes back. 8 hours later, I recut my neck, bled to death, went to heaven, met God face to face. 5.5 years ago, put on 90 pounds, died in terminal heart failure, God resurrected me. Last January, having a terminal stroke, I said, God, are you going to let me go, or are you going to send me back? And he healed me. I was dying. I was actually couldn't feel the entire side of my body or see it in my left eye. And in December, I had a flu bug, and again, devil trying to shut me up again. I lost the hearing in my right ear, got such bad vertigo, I couldn't hardly see. And I did my radio show anyway because I'm a stubborn character, but I couldn't even move around without a walker. And so I said, God, you're going to let the devil take me out again. 3 weeks ago, after 60 years, he told me I could start saying things he had sealed and told me not to talk about. Including God's incarnation on limitless worlds across the cosmos. Which people think Jesus is the only incarnation of God. He's not. There's only one God, but he's not limited to incarnating in a limitless number of worlds across the cosmos. There's only one God. And when you start praying, God dwells inside you. Do you know that when you pray, that's the most powerful thing you can do because you're coming in touch with the creator of the universe and there's a portion of us that's eternal? We live in the temporal. We have a higher self in the conscious world of the negentropy of consciousness, but we have a timeless, eternal seed atom in us that is God. Everybody does. Every living thing does. Every mountain does. Every animal, everything that's created, literally exists in the eternal mind of what I call the infinite dream maker. Think of God as a dream maker of everything that exists. And that's why I call him the one I verse. In other words, because he dreams, we believe we are. We're like a video game in the mind of the creator of the universe. And he told me, and I could tell the nuns this, that every individual on earth, you should know this, and I said this to the nuns and then the Monsignor and the Archbishop. So on my day of graduation, a priest invited me to become a doctor for the Vatican, for the Pope and the Cardinals in Rome in 1977. I turned him down. But I told him, I said, there's more galaxies in the universe, 266 quadrillion. That's a lot. Then grains of sand on every beach in the on every beach and every ocean, every lake, and they are a curved time space. God taught me this back when I was 8 years old in heaven. I never went to a physics class, and that is that the known universe is an elemental particle in a hydrogen atom, in a water molecule, in a butterfly, where God is still God, and every atom inside you is another universe where God is still the God of those universes.
Amazing.
As above, below. Limitless. Yeah. And when you start to grasp that when God, when our destiny is to become the bride, collectively, the human race of God. So my ancestor Moses brought people to the desert of the Mid-East to sanctify them, make them God's people. I'm prophesying and been brought forward. There was a prophecy given 2,000 years ago to my ancestor by Yeshua, a pastor of my family in writing, the foundation for Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet. And I am to be the Moses of today to bring forth other prophets, people that hear and believe before the time of the end to bring forth truth. People like Greg Ford, people like Susan Lindauer, prophetess, John W. Spring, Jonathan Gray will be on today. And people need to understand I'm the what's called the Lamed, to bring forth others and give them a platform to speak and give the truth to the people of earth. But it's our destiny to become the bride of God, literally, when His Spirit and our souls fuse, the human race will become quadrillions and spread to tens of thousands, if not millions, of worlds in the coming future. Contacting both humanoid and non-humanoid beings across the universe, they also receive scripture from the Creator and the incarnations of God in the flesh. And we will contact those civilizations, and we'll deal with good and evil, and we'll defeat the evil as we spread across the universe, bringing order out of the chaos of a fallen universe that lives in entropy. And the king right now of time, his name, otherwise known, is King Kronos. The otherwise name of him is On. That's why when we have the celebration at Christmas time, and the Pope dies, he looks identical to Santa Claus, because I refer to him as Satan's Claus. Do you like that?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, Dr.
Satan's Claus. And that's why the Scottish Rite Masons call the three names of God are Yah, the creator of the breath that creates everything, Baal, the fertility god and the god of all property and law, which is the Baal. 90% of the law is property and 10% is regulation. And the third is On, the one's resurrected, which means all the worlds across. And the Christmas ceremony we have is actually the resurrection of Lucifer. Do you know that? Now, what people have to understand is mankind is on the precipice of becoming a super being, living extended lifespans. And the Sonic Life Machine is one of those technologies that allows that, along with my Red Deer Velvet and other technologies. And we're getting closer. I'm going to soon have the frequencies for exosomes, the organ-specific peptides developed by Dr. Cavinson at the Russian Academy. And we'll be eventually, and this is a technology God's promised me, literally the keys to the years of Methuselah, be able to take our veterans with their legs and arms blown off, and we're going to regrow limbs for them. The technology I have down the road will allow us, me and my colleagues, to regrow limbs for those organs blown off or organs lost, say, in surgery or trauma or accidents. To regrow organs, and human beings will have extended, we'll live forever, but we'll live extended lifespans. So you'll see people at the end of the 21st century, if we survive all this stuff, because it's going to get ugly, and the remnant population is going to grow again. But though a diet, it says in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, though someone dies at 100, it'll be the years of a child. So in the future, the average person will be well over 100 years of age. They'll have accumulated wealth, wisdom, and they'll be able to play physical games and video games and chess with their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren and beat them.
Excellent.
Or lose, because remember, right now we have a degradation of human intelligence and fertility, and young people nowadays are not as smart as we were because they've been poisoned. Poisoned with toxic pesticides, demineralized soil, and now e-toxins from dirty electricity, smart grid, and now 5G network. And if you don't think this is happening, you're not paying attention. And the Sonic Life actually wipes out the e-toxins, the little sticky notes on your DNA that started off your genes. The Sonic Life actually wipes out the e-toxins from living in a toxic electromagnetic world. So it not only resurrects your cells and mobilizes your stem cells and pops all your vertebrae in and stimulates your bones and muscles and ligaments into Golgi tendon on the exercise side, it epigenetically gives you back the Edenic frequencies that were in Adam's and Eve's in the garden, allowed to live over 900 years. Today. Not years or decades from now. It's available today. Is that cool or what? Now, people say, that's not possible. I said, well, try it. In fact, people knew about Rife. Rife got persecuted 100 years ago because he broke the mold of the Rothschilds, the Luciferic Satanists who were running the drug companies and the big medical system. That's why you'll hear people make medical claims that they're going to cure you with this drug. You don't get cured with a drug. They may hold back a disease, but there's usually side effects, or it blocks bioconversion of nutrients, or even causes new problems, right? The average person my age, 68, is on 12 drugs. That's not rational. And the average person is getting all these treatments like chemotherapy. They get what's called chemo-induced dementia and heart failure. You know the average cost 5 years after a woman recovers from breast cancer treatment? They almost all die of dementia or heart failure. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That'd be nasty stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
People say, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. I say, guess what? If I'm talking about it, I know it. And people get a little aggravated. I say, look, be quiet and ask a good question, and I'll give you the answer like a little child. Remember, I'm the Lama, the teacher. If you ask me a question, and you teach me decently, and don't get ad hominem attacks like, Deagle, you're arrogant, you think you know everything, you cut off your guests. That's my nature. I am not nice, but I will die for you. There's a big difference here. Because I'm speaking because I have to, because there is no one like me on the face of the earth. There isn't. And I'm bringing forth others that are brilliant, like John W. Spring, our guy with the 1960-1983 Russian missile issue, Jonathan Gray, ancient archaeologist in his 80s now. People like Pastor Carl Gallops will be on tomorrow. Greg Ford, Intel agent, super genius with cybernetic technology for securing our internet and our military bases and with cybersecurity. And he got found out about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and they renditioned and damaged his brain. And about a year and 2 years ago, he actually had a stroke because of it, and he had to learn how to speak again. The devil doesn't want people like me and Dr. Greg Ford around. He's an MD as well. They want us dead, silenced forever. And guess what? God says, you know what? You killed Eagle, I'll resurrect a sorry carcass, and I'll have him still talking to you. And guess what? I'm still talking. So if people think Dr. Deagle's going to shut up, they need to get a life and realize that's just not going to happen. Right?
Right.
So I want to hear your comments. I know you had trouble. I'm going to prompt you with a question before I let you go today. You're a little longer than usual, but here's the question.
Yeah, we've gone over
that's okay.
Quite a bit.
That's all right. Don't worry. We're on video. I'll compose a question for you. What is the purpose of life? Why are we here on the planet?
To experience.
What's our destiny? What are we? Why are we alive? Why do we exist? I saw this on. If you ever watch, you know, Everybody Loves Raymond, and this little daughter asked that question here a few seasons ago.
Oh.
Why do we exist, Daddy? And he stammered and stammered. Why do we exist? I'll tell you exactly why we exist. We exist because we're both an I and a we. People that are in various religions think we reincarnate. No. In the spirit realm, in the higher realm of eternity, there's no such thing as time. So someone that died 3,000 years ago in Santorini, died of an explosion of the supervolcano under the East Mediterranean, that person, when you transcend beyond time-space, died at the same instant that we die in the future, whether it's 100 or 1,000 years from now. All right? We also are both an I and a we. When I do, we're 20% roughly of health professionals, whether you're surgeons or nurses or whatever, are what's called hyperempaths. And everybody that's into chiropractic, acupuncture, they're usually what's called empathic people, which means they make a contact. Some of them will kind of just kind of know intuitively what's wrong with somebody, or they'll connect, or if they put their hands on, they'll pray with them, they'll start to, the patient gets better just from their prayer of them, intention fields creating positive healing in their body. You know that, right?
Right. No, I know that.
Right. Now, what happens is people have to understand that our physical world is a hologram created by the spirit realm of consciousness. You know that, right? We live actually in cyberspace in a spirit world of you know, if you want to call it a holographic universe created by a higher realm of negentropy or consciousness. So we are both an I and a we, and in people's astral eyes, their eyes and their spirit and their ears are closed. They don't realize the physical body is just a manifestation of the higher self. And when you become really empathic, like I am, I can talk to someone, even on the phone or whatever, and I start to gain what's called word of knowledge. I know exactly what's wrong with them, right down to which artery's blocked, or what kind of cancer they have, or what lab tests are going to show up. In fact, I even experience the pain and suffering they have from social problems or generational curses, or the demonic entities are in them. I actually know right the names of the incubi and succubi that are persecuting them. People say, that's not possible. I said, well, I'm a superhuman, okay? I died at least 4 times, and literally a portion of me is still in eternity with God. So I have what's called the keys to the Heliarchion, which means if God prompts me to study something or pray on it, there's nothing withheld from my knowledge in the entire universe. Nothing. Nothing is withheld. And that's what and I'm not different. People have realized every human being, every little baby, like a little black baby in the mama's abdomen that's going to be aborted in 2 hours in New York, is the same as me. You, the grandma at 93 that's dying in her bed, or the baby that's just 2 years old and playing cuckoo and wants to play with her dolly, they're no different than me. They're just, their astral eyes are closed. Mine are open because of what I've gone through. That's all.
Wow.
That's the only difference. So when people think I'm special, no, I'm not. We're all the same. We're all connected. And the thing is, they don't see that connection, so we do evil, we hurt each other, and we hurt each other nation, and we hurt our world, because we don't realize we're actually a part of what's called the one-eye-verse. Now, why is Sonic Life so important? Because it restores the fact is that the voice of God is Yah, or frequency. You know that, right? Well, guess what? The Sonic Life machine is what I call a Yah machine. It's a God machine. It's telling your body the frequencies to not only put your joints and bones back in and heal your perfusion and mobilize your stem cells on the physical side, it generates the same frequencies, the Yah, that allowed Adam and Eve over the place between the Cycris and Euphrates rivers with the minerals and the atomic resonance, Schumann resonance of the Earth, which is 4,000 times stronger 7,000 years ago, to generate a higher quality photocopying of themselves into their fractional body every day so they didn't age. So in other words, without the Schumann resonance, you can't go into space. And if you go into a space station or a space vehicle without a Schumann resonance, the Lin effect shuts off and your DNA turns off, inducting proteins and enzymes in your harmonic resonant DNA that builds all your organs. So in other words, without the portion of Earth, which is the Schumann resonance of the Earth, your genes turn off. We know this. This is research going back 70 years. So the Sonic Life machine is a, I call it a Yah, which is like a breath of God machine. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
It literally is speaking the breath to your genes to say, build a hologram that makes Jim Cole, makes right. Terry Jones, makes Sally Marianne, right? And right. God's literally speak into a voice to create those organisms complete at the very moment, just like a Swiss watch with all the parts working so it works. You can't have random, you know, mutations creating a being. It couldn't occur. The whole organism had to be made whole initially, otherwise you couldn't even not only exist but not reproduce.
Wow.
Right? So it explains things like prions and reverse transcriptase and all the other things about how intelligence actually can create and code new DNA. I know all the quantum mechanics and everything on the math and everything on it. And that's what people have to understand. I use actually Linus Pauling's equations to quantitate because he knew this stuff. That's why I think when he died back in the early 90s, I think they killed him. He was very healthy. There was no indication he had cancer or anything else. He was working with my friend Dr. Truat on his PhD for 3 years, and I'm pretty sure they killed Linus. He had more knowledge than any other chemical individual in history. In fact, it wasn't his work on stereochemistry. They would Watson and Crick would have never discovered DNA. You know that, right?
Right.
He's a master. He's had more awards in chemistry than any other person in history.
Amazing.
And I have his equations to generate the frequency models that I have, including the work from Dr. Nesterov, the Nonlinear Institute of Classified Research I have from many sources. Going right back to Raymond Rife and Nikola Tesla, that had the ancient book called The Frequency of the Orbs, which is a book going back to the Atlanteans that was in the Alexandrian Library, transferred to the Vatican Library, and his father was a Orthodox monk. Got access to the library and got the book for his son, Nikola. You know that, eh? So he got access to a book called The Frequency of the Orb, so that's why everything was frequency, including a little device in his pocket that could make resonant frequencies and giant waves in buildings and tear the building apart. So if I create a frequency neutralizing machine, I can turn off the effect of an earthquake on a building, or I can turn off an earthquake so instead of a megaquake every 1,000 years, it creates microquakes every so many minutes.
Wow.
So people say, how do you solve all those problems, Deagle? I said, I asked the Most High God, and guess what he tells me? People say, that's not possible. I said, well, people like me do exist. That's why you have people like Johann Sebastian Bach, and you have people like Nikola Tesla, and you have people like Albert Einstein and Leonardo da Vinci. We're a clique of people that are connected to our higher self, and so we have a high curiosity index, because curiosity does not come from the physical mind. It comes from the soul.
Right.
I call it soul speak. Do you like that?
Soul, I like that one, Dr. Bill.
Soul speak, yeah. That's why people don't realize they think of incarnation. No, no, no. There's no such incarnation in the spirit realm. There's no such thing as time in the spirit realm. It's an illusion of the physical world. Isn't that interesting? Fascinating, eh?
Very fascinating, Dr. Bill. You're an amazing guy.
Yeah, in other words, what I'm teaching is going to transform all the religions of Earth to the religion of the Most High God, and we are about to become the Bride of God. He's going to give us an extended lifespan, and literally when Donald J. Trump got the budget last fall and they signed it 3 weeks ago, we were transformed to a galactic civilization. And the symbology and the actual logos for the Space Force, which he has, are identical to the Starfleet Command of Star Trek. They're identical.
Wow.
And 3 weeks ago, on the 27th of January, when I put my article out and video on the SARS coronavirus, which is a super weapon to slay the human race, because the globalists are panicking because they see the collapse of the supernova Betelgeuse at 671.2 light years, and the gravity waves are going to trigger off a pole shift by releasing nascent water from the rocks in the deep mantle at 410 to 660 kilometers. They're panicking to go to their dumps, and they'll be like the Morlocks of the movie and the book Time Machine, locked in deep in the underground layers of Hades for millennia, because their tubes and tunnels that connect them to the surface will be broken. People say, no, gosh, Deagle, how do you know all this stuff? I said, I took care of them. I was their doctor at Space Command. I took care of the guys working at Bechtel Corporation doing the tunneling with their nuclear tunnel boring machines, NTBMs. I even put the patents the other day. People say, Deagle, how do you know all this stuff? I said, I'm a superhuman.
Right.
You can't exist, Deagle. I said, listen to my shows.
Yeah.
There's no one like me on the face of the earth. There isn't. You know that too, don't you?
I know that.
No. Yeah, and it's not because I'm special. God sent somebody like me back from the dead because our society is dying. If it doesn't go with a bang, it's going to go with a whimper. Or both. We have so many converging disasters in the near future. The human race isn't going to make it because the abortionist of mankind is here to abort the entire human race. And we're dying, as it says in the Bible, for lack of wisdom. So the sonic life machine is not going to resurrect your physical health and your energy and your muscles and your balance. If you take an older person who's losing balance, they lose proprioception and they lose their middle ear balance, this machine will restore their balance so they won't fall. It'll restore their muscles, they won't be in pain. It'll pump their stem cells out of their bone marrow and other tissues, so if they take my supplements along with their that and the epigenetic frequencies, they're going to rebuild tissues and fracture, clone themselves into new bodies so old injuries are healed. I get on my machine, I take my red deer velvet, my oncomycin and other supplements. I've had injuries going back since I was a teen over 60 years ago, 50 years ago. They're healed in the last 4 or 5 months since I've been taking this stuff. No, that's not possible, Diego. I said, don't say nothing's possible. And people that are Christian believe that Jesus is resurrected from the dead. Guess what? He was. I have been resurrected from the dead or near dead multiple times. Let me tell you, I was a dead man at birth 68 years ago. I was a dead man 8 years later. I was a dead man 5 years ago and a dead man a year ago, and almost the devil tried to take me again. I was through Christmas. And I said, God, don't let this happen. Keep me speaking. Expand my show. So he finally got me to say, okay, shake the bounds of CRN Talk Radio and get on video completely, which expanded my audience dramatically. Do AI to get your word out. And I'm going back to Genesis, and I'm going to do parallel radio and video. I got to get my word out there, if not for my sake, because I got a lot of persecution. Over the last 68 years, I have been persecuted by family, friends, colleagues, media, virtually anybody, even though I present information that's based on science, it doesn't matter. And people think, well, you're just narcissistic. I said, you're an idiot. I said, people that are usually narcissistic egomaniacs are incompetent. I'm not incompetent. Incompetent people are the ones that be class president, usually not the smartest people in the class, aren't they?
No.
There are people that are incompetent, and they want to feel better. I don't need your feedback. I don't even need you to like me. I love you anyway. Even if you hate my guts and want to spit at me, you make me sick. No, I don't care. I got my big boy pants on. I don't care what you think of me, because I still care about you, because I understand the pain and suffering you're going to suffer if you don't listen to me. And that's really hard for people to take, because they think if they can hate you, they can shut you up. Uh-uh. Growling at me and being viciously ignorant doesn't do a damn thing, except encourage me to talk more.
Right.
So I want you to close off with a comment, because basically you asked the question and I helped you with it. What's the purpose? The purpose is us for us to be transformed collectively into the bride of God and connecting to other human beings, so we'll be totally psychically and connected to each other, not only in the present but in the past and future.
Yeah, exactly, Dr. Bell.
Imagine being psychic enough you can actually connect with your ancestors and your descendants in the future and literally communicate with them in the present to your ancestors and your descendants thousands of years ago in a distant world. Imagine human beings so living so long that you can know your great 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 grandchildren and teach them wisdom and things that you otherwise wouldn't know, because our seniors now are dying of dementia or they're being silenced because our educational system teaches the elderly like we should be avoided. Right. Young people nowadays don't want to talk to older people my age. They think they're smarter because they're young and beautiful looking. Sorry. Right. As George Bernard Shaw says, wisdom is wasted on the elderly and youth on the young. The young people nowadays are dumb as a bag of rocks. They don't want to dialogue because if you disagree with them, they think you're an apostate.
Right.
And the communist universities are teaching kids nowadays don't argue with older people who think they know better. They lived in a totally different era. They're idiots and they're suicidally stupid. And then they're trying to convince them that people like Bernie Sanders are a good solution. No, atheistic communism is not a solution. You want to make affordable healthcare, education, and everything. And you want to make sure people are personally responsible so they don't get forced vaccinated and terminate because the healthcare system doesn't want to keep you alive. Or do re-interventional life extension. They don't want people to live longer and fix healthcare so it actually works. At all. I've been in medicine now almost half a century, and I can tell you it's disgusting. My doctor colleagues, by and large, are carrion birds. Do you like that? They should have little white coats and be like condors and black crows, picking at the bones of people's bodies before they die.
Right.
Sonic life gives you control. You can get on the machine for 10 minutes a day if you've got a uterine prolapse, or you've got hemorrhoids, or you've got bones that are weak, or if you're falling over or whatever. And then if you want to do the epigenetic frequencies, I can turn your genes back on, and the different layers I have coming, we'll be able to regrow eventually things like regrow organs with Skinner harmonic technology. We'll be able to make a frame and actually show you how we're going to actually start rebuilding, just like a salamander, an amputated limb from an IED explosion when you're on tour of duty in Afghanistan. That's coming. I don't know when it'll happen, but God's promise he will have the technology in the future.
All right, Dr. Bill.
Pretty amazing, hey?
Very amazing.
So the Sonic Life Machine is, I call a Yah. In other words, a breath of God machine. It's a resurrection machine. It's an exercise machine. It's a balance machine. It's a miracle. And it's interesting, it came out of this guy using Qigong frequencies out of South Korea, who's Qigong masters. They knew intuitively these frequencies. You give them the Qigong tables, and people say, yeah, how does that work? Well, people know intuitively this knowledge, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Hundreds of years, thousands of years.
Well, it's not just time. You see, people have to know your higher self knows things that your physical mind doesn't.
Right.
Why do people think they get intuition? Intuition doesn't come from the mind, it comes from the soul. That transcends time and space. Transcends dimensions of hearing and seeing. Your imagination comes from the soul. It does not come from your mind. You know that, right? Dreams do not come from the mind, they come from the soul. When you go to dream at night, you're actually doing what's called soul speak to your physical body and your consciousness. It's a time for soul speak, I call it. Do you like that?
I like that, Dr. Bill. I like that. I'm going to have to get going.
We're running past, but I wanted to talk to you today because I'm so impressed with the Sonic Life, and I want people to realize this is one of the major treatments to stop the SARS, because the SARS is going to kill. If I don't get my audience of people to listen to me, my first line kit and my screening early with quantum testing and the use of things like the Sonic Life Machine to resurrect their health, hundreds of millions are going to die, and society is going to go into medical martial law.
Yep.
And there's no need for it. As it says in the Bible, we are dying for lack of vision. Well, I have vision. God gave it to me. He gives it to the people. And if they don't perceive that, we're going to suffer. He has the compassion to send somebody like me to the land. Believe me, it's a great burden. I've had to carry for many decades. But I'm ready at the end of my life to do this before I go. So, listening, take care.
You bet. All right. Yep. Take care.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to break for a minute. We have a commercial we're going to go to.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent. Biomolecules and six hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and six hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis, changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical.
Hello, you have reached the office of Lumen Photon.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world, with calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, ascorbate salt, with bioperin and black pepper extract to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Pamela, Dr. Bill. I got tied up on doing our video here for a while. I want to bring you on after the end of my third hour show. And because you're on the East...
Hang on a second. When is that? Because I actually have a complication here on my end, so...
That's okay. It'll be later. It'll be a few hours from now. Because you're on the East Coast, would that be okay to call you around 6 o'clock? Your time?
Yes. Yes, I can do that today.
Yeah, that won't be that long. We'll have you on for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay,
I'll give you a call then. I know you're complicated. It sounds like you're overwhelmed with something going on, right?
Well, no, what happened was the spiritual center that I work with, we got the building got broken into, so...
Well, it's good timely that I call you to do the show later then, right?
Yeah.
I'll call you, at 6 o'clock. Take care, God bless. Take care, bye.
Optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com.
Fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of germ-sourced allicin, genetically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites.
Hi, Bob. I want to call you about 3:30 today. We got tied up for during our first hour, and we'll do some updates. I've just put the whole body, the whole system, putting the Autoflush 500 up on the site now. So I'll give you a call around 3:30. Hope you answer your cell phone then. Take care. This is Dr. Deagle. Doing video today, too. Take care. Bye.
Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what...
And we're back. We're going to be going live here in hour number two in just a moment. We will see you again just a moment with Lowell Ponte in hour number two. Stay tuned. Hour two coming up for Wednesday, the 19th of February, 2020.